It is a tremendous privilege and honor to be with you this morning.
实在是我的特权能跟大家今天早晨在一起。
And thank you so much just for being willing to translate.
谢谢你。
And in honor of that, if that's okay, as I work as a chaplain for the New York Giants, I wanted to give you a gift.
Oh, 他是送要送给我一个礼物。
If it's okay when we have players join our team, they have to wear our official team hat.
如果是参加这里的他的运动员要戴这个运动队的帽子。
So you don't have to wear this, but I just wanted to give it to you anyway.
Was it just before you start?
Okay.
I'm not giving back to you.
No.
Okay, I just show you the one you gave to me before.
Oh, the parachute. Oh, I love it.
I've been carrying this for more than 5 years.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Oops.
So if we lose, you don't have to wear that. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
Before we go into the word, let us pray.
所以我们有一些祷告。
Heavenly Father, would you open your word to our hearts and to our minds?
主啊，求你开我们的心，开我们的心思。
Thank you so much for your precious word, Lord.
谢谢你。为你宝贵的话语，我们感谢你。
Thank you so much for the blood you shed and allowed us to have fellowship and relationship with you.
感谢你为我们流出的宝血，让我们可以在这里聚集。
Thank you that you said that we are no longer servants, but that you call us friends.
我们不再是仆人，你称我们为你的朋友。
What a privilege it is to be called a friend of God.
我们实在这是如何的荣幸，成为神的朋友。
Help us to walk in your statutes and your precepts.
让我们这是行在你的律法，行在你的这是标准的里面。
Not just on a beautiful Sunday like today, but on a rainy Monday.
不光是我们在一个美丽的今天早上，我们可以这样行；就在星期一的时候，我们可以同样的这样行。
In your precious name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So today I want to address the idea that just the Lord has been stirring up in me.The idea of true impact.
今天我要讲一个题目，就是最近神一直感动我的真正的影响力。
In case you didn't know, there have become a new profession that can be quite lucrative in our world.
在这个世界上有一个新的职业可以赚很多钱。
It is called being an influencer.
就是一个影响人的人。
You can become a social media personality that is termed an influencer now.
你可以成为社交网站上的一个有影响力的人。
And you can make quite a lot of money influencing people to purchase products or think a certain way.
你可以影响很多人，让他去买一些东西或者思想一些的事情，你可以赚很多的钱。
In fact, just 7 days ago, the world crowned a new number one influencer.
在七天前，在世界上有一个第一个最有影响力的人。
Some of you might know him. His name is Kahabi Lame.
他的名字叫 Kahabi Lame. Sorry, I don't.
Yeah, no, that's his name. Yeah. He has over 145 million followers.
他有1.4亿的这个跟随者。
And his videos in which he does silly jokes and dances have garnered 2.3 billion likes.
他一些的很可笑的这种跳舞或者是玩笑有2.2万的这个喜欢。对。
But when we look at the word of God, he is not interested in influencers.
在我们看到主的话的时候，他不是寻找一个有影响力的人。
In fact, quite honestly, he is not interested in likes.
他也不喜欢别人喜欢或者不喜欢。
We like likes.
我们喜欢别人喜欢我们。
It makes us feel good.
让我们觉得开心。
It makes us feel approved.
让我们觉得自己被证明。
It might help start a new friendship.
让我们可以建造一个新的友谊。
Or marriage.
或者甚至是婚姻。
But the word of God says that man's opinion is fickle.
圣经上说人的意见是没有价值的。
I always found it most interesting how Jesus always saved his harshest messages for when he had his most greatest crowds.
当耶稣遇到最大的最多的人群的时候，他讲的话是最强烈的。
And most people would say that would be committing, you know, public relations nightmare.
有人甚至在如果在当代来说，实在是我们这个社交上的一个噩梦。
You save the tough teachings for the book, but in public, you make everything nice and easy.
你把现在的社会里面把最严肃的话放在书里面，但是呢，你在人群面前你要讲的这个简单容易。
But we know in Isaiah it says that his ways are not our ways.
但是以赛亚书所讲的，他的道路并不是我们的道路。
And his thoughts are not our thoughts.
他的心思不是我们的心思。
I'm so thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ was not concerned about likes.
我们实在感谢主，我们的主耶稣不在乎点赞。
If he was concerned about approval, he would have never did the difficult things that saved our souls.
如果主只求别人对他的赞赏，他不会做那些他做的事情。
And so, I want to appeal to you today.
今天我向大家来说明
that we would choose to make an impact and not an influence.
我们要选择影响啊。
See, when we look at impact, it takes three things.
当我们去真正的影响别人的时候，我们有三件事情。
And it's amazing how all three of these things are exhibited by great men and women throughout the Word of God.
在这件事情，在圣经中，许多圣经的伟人在他们的性情上表现出来。
Not without its difficulties and trials.
并不是容易的，而是满了艰难的。
But it's amazing the order in which they all appear.
在这样的顺序里面，在每个人身上都要这样发生。
The first one I want to appeal to you is a sense of urgency.
第一个有个紧迫感。
In Matthew chapter 1,
在马太福音第一章。
I know this is traditionally a verse we read during December.
我们经常在今天的时候这样读。
But we'll celebrate Christmas in July if that's okay.
经常在圣诞节里读，今天我们在七月份里来庆祝圣诞节。
Starting in verse 18, it begins to illustrate how the birth of Jesus Christ took place.
这里在第十八节里讲到耶稣基督的降生。
It says, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about.
基督耶稣降生的事记在下边。
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
他的母亲玛利亚已经许配给约瑟，还没有迎娶玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
他的丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只要娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
他要将生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
这一切事的成就要应验主。借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，要称他名为以马内利。
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
约瑟醒了起来，就遵从主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
See, we see something in that Joseph did not consult with others regarding what the Lord told him.
当约瑟没有问其他的人，只听主向他说的话。
He did not decide it was just maybe some good advice.
他并不是听别人的好的建议而做一个决定。
As we see right here in verse 24, it says, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary as his wife.
而四节讲了耶稣, 约瑟醒了起来, 就遵着主使者的吩咐,
Urgency.
紧迫感,
right away.
马上,
didn't decide to talk with his friends about it.
没有跟他朋友去讲这件事情,
didn't decide to sleep on it for a couple of nights.
没有说我想几个晚上再说,
Obedience.
顺服,
We might think, oh, well, that was just one time. Maybe he was just very frightened of seeing an angel for the first time.
我们可能会觉得这只是一次看到天使，他觉得很害怕，所以他必须这样做。
However, in one chapter over,
在另外一个下一章的里面,
we start to see that this is a pattern of faithfulness.
这里看到约瑟他的顺服的,
Verse 13 in Matthew chapter 2.
在马太, 福音的第二章十三节那里讲到,
After the Magi have left and given their gifts,
他们去后, 有主的使者向约瑟显现,
it says, An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt.
他们去后有主的使者向约瑟显现说, 起来, 带着小孩子向他的母亲逃往埃及, 住在那里。
Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
等我吩咐你, 因为希律必寻找小孩子,
In verse 14,
14节,
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and they left for Egypt.
约瑟就起来, 夜间带着小孩子和他的母亲往埃及去,
right away.
马上,
no discussion.
没有商量的,
no travel agency.
没有这个旅行公司,
urgency,
马上,
the Lord said,
主说,
Joseph did,
约瑟马上做,
even further still, we scroll down to verse number 19,
在19节那里,
at this time, Joseph may have established himself in Egypt,
在那里, 在约瑟已经在,
Number of years ago,
几年前,
I was invited to speak to a number of schools on the Navajo Reservation in northern Arizona.
我去那个, 北, Arizona的北面跟一些的学校, 有这样的讲演,
and in between speaking to two different school districts,
跟两个不同的学区讲的时候,
I had some time.
我有一些时间,
and so they advised me to check out a site of great notoriety.
我们, 他建议我去另外一个地方去看一看。
And it was the world's largest meteor crater.
是世上最大的陨, 陨石的, 一个地方。
I was a little apprehensive about going to see a big hole in the ground.
我有点, 心中有点, 这个, 惧怕, 看到这个世上最大一个洞。
But sometimes there's nothing better to do when it's 110 degrees outside.
我觉得在外面110度的时候, 可能没有什么其他好做的, 就去那里。
So I took a trip to this meteor crater.
我去到这个陨石被砸的一个地方。
And what you would see as you stood on the edge of this crater,
我们从这个外围来看,
is a hole that is a mile wide.
一个大洞是一英里宽的一个洞。
And 500 feet deep.
500尺深。
And I remember standing on the edge of that crater with a tour guide.
我们从跟这个旅行带我去的人在旁边站的时候。
That's a picture of it right there.
就是这个图片。
And I remember asking him, that must have been one big meteorite.
这是一定很大的一个陨石。
To make a hole that large right in the middle of the desert.
在沙漠的中间有这么大一个洞，一定很大的一个陨石砸下来。
His answer surprised me.
他的回答让我很吃惊。
He said, it doesn't take something big to make a hole that size, it just needs to move at a very fast speed.
它不需要有很大的石头造成这么大一个洞，只要它动得很快。
And he said the meteor that made a crater a mile wide was only 100 feet wide.
如果要一个陨石的洞这么大的话，只需要100尺那么宽的一个陨石就可以。
Because he said the meteorite was traveling at over 26,000 miles an hour.
如果这个陨石这个运行的速度是超过26,000英里每小时。
To give context, that's if we got on a plane right now, we could be in Los Angeles in 5 minutes.
就像这个速度，像我们从这里飞到洛杉矶，只要5分钟就可以飞到。
And he said when something hits with that much speed, it'll leave a hole that is that big. And it doesn't need to be that large.
如果需要在那个速度里面，来运行的这个陨石，只要那么大的、那么小的陨石就可以造成这么大一个洞。
When we look at the Word of God, we see great men and women that in themselves is nothing special.
在我们看圣经中的一些的伟人的时候，看到他们自己并没有什么特别的地方。
In fact, we know in the word in Corinthians it says God thinks the wisdom of this world is foolishness.
在哥林多书那里讲到，前书里讲到，世界上的智慧是愚昧的、愚蠢的。
And the strength of this world is weakness.
在世上的力量是软弱的。
We look at all 12 of the disciples, there was nothing special about them. In fact, many would say they were not very qualified.
看到今天主耶稣也呼叫我们，让我们里面有同样的紧迫感来传他的福音。
In Matthew 28, he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
在马太福音28章那里面，他说去，使万国做我的门徒。
And I'll be honest, I've been guilty of at times thinking, "Well, let's analyze what really is a disciple."
在有的时候，我自己里面也有这样的谴责，对自己的谴责，就是说，哎，我们研究一下什么是门徒呢？
And is that really my job, or is that the pastor's job?
是我的工作呢，还是这个牧师的工作呢？
But the men and the women that changed the world did not have an advisory committee to debate on Jesus' words.
那在当时改变这世界的人，并没有一群智囊团来帮助他们来理解神的话。
They were obedient and they got to see God's power move in amazing ways.
他们只是顺服，看到神用他奇妙的方法在做工。
That's what I want.
这是我要的。
I believe that's what we want.
这是我也相信这是我们所要的。
But see, the next step after urgency is when we look at this picture of the crater.
当我们除了我们自己这个紧迫感之外，看我们这个陨石。
It's interesting standing there because you see on the outside of the crater a lot of white rock.
在外面的陨石的这个洞的外面有很多白色的石头。
And I remember being a little perplexed and confused.
我有一些觉得十分的稀奇。
Saying, if you know the Arizona desert, it has a lot of red rock.
在Arizona的沙滩里，沙漠的里面有很多红色的这个石头。
So where does this white rock come from? I asked the tour guide.
这个白色的岩石从哪里来的呢？
He said, oh, when a meteorite hits that fast, it hits all the rock that's below comes to the top.
在陨石砸到这个地面的时候，让下面的石头翻转翻到上面来。
And if we look at the picture again, you can almost see it on the outside edge.
当我们看这个图片的时候，在外面的边的边缘的地方。
He said everything that's hidden on the bottom comes to the top.
在里面所隐藏的东西，翻转上来。
And I'll be honest and say this is the difficult part about truly making an impact for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是实在我们影响真正影响的里面的一个最难的事情。
See, when we serve with Jesus Christ's hands with urgency and choose to be present with those who are sick, with those who are hurting.
当我们有这样的紧迫感来按照耶稣的像耶稣的手一样在工作看到里面有这个伤害的里面有疾病的人的时候
When we choose to stay and not just make it a quick stopping
我们觉得我们选择留下来也不是只是说我们经过而已
Sooner or later the things that are buried deep below come to the surface
很快那些藏在我们里面的就就显现在表面上面。
We can only put on the Christian face for so long.
我们只能把基督徒的脸放一点点的时间而已。
And we have a choice.
我们有个选择。
Do we stay with them?
我们跟他们在一起吗
？Do we wash feet as our Lord and Savior did?
就像我主耶稣基督如何为人洗脚一样，我们也同样的为人洗脚吗
？Or do we say, I didn't know you were that crazy?
我还是我们说，我不觉得，我觉得我没想到你那么那么疯狂。
I didn't know you had that many issues.
我不知道你有那么多的问题。
See, Jesus Christ was not afraid to go deep.
主耶稣不怕叫到人的心里面。
We read this in his word as he interacts with his disciples.
当他跟他的门徒们相聚在一起的时候。
In Matthew 6:13, he's not afraid to ask the hard question, saying, "Who do men say that I am?"
在马太福音第十三章第十四章那里面讲，他说，人说我是谁。
In Matthew 17, he's not afraid to bring some of them up to the Mount of Transfiguration.
在马太福音十七章的时候，他把他门徒带到变化山上面。
Even though, let's be honest, Peter probably embarrassed him.
在彼得实在让他丢脸了。
Saying, "Let's build tents for Elijah and Moses."
我们给以利亚和摩西和你一同建几个帐篷。
He wasn't afraid to wash their feet.
他也不怕为他们洗脚。
There was a depth of relationship.
在他的关系里面有深度。
In Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书第三章。
Verse 7. Through 11,
第七到第十一节
，Paul realized this.
保罗看到这样子
，He realized the greatest thing was gaining depth in his relationship with Jesus Christ.
看到他跟主耶稣基督那个深的关系。
He says, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ."
就说从前在我是以为是chapter 3。
Philippians 3:7, verse 7, starting verse 7.
以前在我以前有益的，现在因耶稣基督当作有损的。
What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。我要得着基督。
I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in Him.
我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
Not having a righteousness of my own, but that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义。就是因信神而来的义。
We see Jesus himself say this in Matthew chapter 7.
我们在这个马太福音第七章里耶稣也如此说他自己。
When he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven."
不是说主啊主啊的人不都能进天国。
Verse 22, many will say on that day, Lord, Lord, did I not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons?
当那日必须许多有人对我说，主啊，主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Verse 23, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
我却就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
I believe there's a very great importance in knowing Christ even more than the actions we can become busy with.
我觉得认识主耶稣比我们只是很忙碌的做事情更重要。
There's a saying that has become very dear to me.
有一个说法对我来说很重要。
I've been blessed to be able to be involved in many different organizations.
我跟许多的团体，这是有参与。
And sometimes people ask me, well, how can you do all these different things with the Giants or as a college professor or as a high school teacher?
你如何能够又在 这个巨人队里面做一些事情，又在大学里教书，又在高中里教书呢？
And I remember a wise man of God telling me one time.
有一个在主里面有智慧的人跟我说，
that our indicatives never must come before our imperatives.
Okay, you need to help me a little bit on that.
But by definition, an indicative is what someone labels you as.
Oh, okay. 别人如何把你把它 你认为你是怎么样的？
And an imperative is what somebody commands you to do.
是 imperative 是别人 要求你这样做。
We must know who we are before we do anything.
我们需要知道自己是谁，在我们做事之前必须知道自己是谁。
And as Paul is saying in Philippians, he wants to know who he is in Christ.
他在腓立比书，他要知道他自己在主里面他是谁。
I find that so important.
在那里面是十分重要的。
Because along this journey of impact, we would be foolish to think the enemy will not try to destroy it.
在我们成为一个有影响力的人的时候，我们知道在敌人也同样的在做工。
In fact, we don't have to guess about that, we can see it.
我们不需要猜，我们可以看得到。
In Matthew chapter 3, when Jesus is baptized.
在马太福音第三章里面，耶稣受浸的时候。
In verse 13, it begins to tell of the baptism of John by John the Baptist to Jesus.
讲在第十三章十三节那里讲到，施洗约翰为耶稣受浸。
And in verse 17, it said, "A voice from heaven said, 'This is my son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased.'"
在十七节那里讲到，这是我的儿子，是我所喜爱的。
Isn't it interesting how the very next chapter,
在下一章里面,
in the wilderness.
在旷野的里面,
what does the devil attack?
这个魔鬼来试探耶稣。
Exactly what God said about his son.
就像主耶稣，神如何说他的儿子一样。
We see it right here in the temptation. Look at the questions.
在问这些试验他的问题的里面。
He tries to make Jesus question who God said he is.
他在让耶稣来怀疑神说他是谁。
Verse 3, if you are the son of God.
第三节那里讲到，如果你是神的儿子。
Tell these stones to become bread.
把这些石头变成食物。
The next temptation, if you are the son of God.
如果你是神的儿子。
Throw yourself down.
跳下去。
And lastly, if you are the Son of God,
如果你是神的儿子,
all this I will give you.
这些东西都给你。
He tries to make him question his identity in Christ.
他让他问自己，怀疑自己，他在神主基督里面的他自己的身份。
I want to challenge us as we choose through Christ's power depth.
我也挑战大家，在我们选择的时候，选择基督里面的深度。
To go deep in Christ and allow him to see our hidden sin.
在基督里面往深度看，让他看到我们里面隐藏的罪。
our hidden motives.
让我们隐藏的一些的想法。
Allow him to take our sin as scarlet and make it whiter than snow.
让他我们这些罪如朱红，让他变得像洁白如雪。
And then in turn, as we are his hands and feet, and do that for others.
这样我们成为他的手和脚，为其他人帮助其他人。
As we lead them to Christ, and we begin to see some of their ugliness.
把他们带到主面前，让他们自己看到里面的那些污秽。
Some of their failures.
他们自己的失败。
Some of their annoyances.
他们自己那些不能忍受的，让人不能忍受的地方。
We make a choice to go deep with their relationship.
我们选择跟他们有深的关系。
And see the beautiful thing about truly making an impact.
真正的影响力的人。
Through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣基督的能力。
For his mission, for his gospel.
为他的福音，为他的使命。
As I stood on the edge of that crater,
当我看到陨石这个洞的里面的时候，
I had an obvious question.
我有一个问题。
Where is the meteorite?
这些陨石从哪里来的呢？
It might have only been 100 feet wide, but I still want to see that must be one big rock.
我虽然它只有一百尺宽，我也想它是一定是很大吧。
I remember the tour guide laughed.
那个向导就笑了。
He said someone else asked that question almost 200 years ago.
在200年前，有人也问同样的问题。
And if we could put his picture on the screen there, I believe it's number 3. His name was Daniel Barringer.
他这个名字人的名叫 Daniel Barringer.
He was a very famous geologist.
他是一个地理学。
And when you heard about the meteorite site,
当这个陨石的陨石发生的时候，
he actually purchased all the land around the crater.
他把这个陨石这个洞旁边这所有的地都买下来了。
In his mind, he thought the same thing, that valuable meteorite I can sell.
他觉得他那个陨石，他可以把它卖掉。
And there must be plenty of valuable metals and materials from that meteorite, and I can get rich.
这个陨石里面可能有很多贵重的金属，我可以变得很富有。
So he got a bunch of investors and businessmen together.
他有很多的投资人和一些商人。
And he began to mine.
他开始来挖挖矿。
He would mine right into the side of the crater.
他从侧面来挖，
found nothing.
什么都没找着。
He mined straight down.
往里面挖，
found nothing.
什么也没找着。
He began to mine diagonally.
他有一个不同的角度来挖，
nothing.
什么也没找着。
Mr. Barringer will mine for 28 years straight.
他一直挖了这个28年，
and will find nothing.
什么都没找着。
He will actually die bankrupt.
他死了，而且破产了。
But don't feel too bad for his family. They now charge $50 per person to go in.
不要为他们的家人觉得感到难过。他收每人52块钱去看这个。
They're doing quite well.
他们活得不错。
But see, one of the things that the tour guide showed me.
有一个这个向导跟我看，让我看。
Is we step to the side of the crater down one of the sides.
当我们从一个侧面往下走的时候，
and he took a magnet out of his pocket.
他拿起了一个磁铁，
and he threw the magnet in the dirt.
他把这个磁铁丢在这个地上，
and when he picked up the magnet,
他把拿起来的时候，
There were hundreds of pieces of this.
有很多小这样的金属。
Meteorite.
这是陨石。
He said you can throw a magnet for up to 5 miles around this crater.
如果你把这个磁铁5英里之外，你丢往上地上丢。
And to this day, you can still pick up meteorite.
你可以还找到这样的陨石。
He said when something goes deep, it will naturally spread wide.
他如果有个东西往深扎深的时候，他自然而然的就往宽广来走。
And though he wasn't a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ, it spoke to my spirit.
他虽然他不是一个信主的人，但是这些向我说话，向我的灵说话。
Because Jesus decided to go deep with 12 men over 2,000 years ago.
在2000年前，耶稣用12个人往深来走。
This gospel has been spread throughout the whole entire world.
但是这个福音传满了全世界。
Because he decided to have urgency in the moments when others would pause.
他决定有紧迫感，他没有停留。
I'm able to have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
今天我可以有得到这样的信，信耶稣基督。
See, in order for him to spread, though, as we just partook, he had to be broken.
他如果愿意来传遍的时候，他自己必须被破碎。
Obviously, the meteorite could not spread unless it was broken into pieces.
这个陨石不可能传遍各个地方，自己不破碎。
And we read in Luke chapter 9, verse 24 and 25.
在路加福音第九章，
He is trying to tell his disciples, this is what it's going to take.
告诉他的众人，他的门徒们。需要付这样的代价。
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it.
谁要救自己的生命，就必须舍掉生命。
But for whoever loses their life for me will save it.
凡要丧掉生命，就必救了生命。
What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very soul?
人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
And even just as we read just moments earlier, partaking in the Lord's Supper.
就像我们刚刚一起拨饼的时候，一起读的那段圣经的时候。
And、thankful for my brother illustrating just the whole entire supper that was beautiful.
谢谢我们的弟兄，让我们看到整个这个逾越节的宴席是怎么样进行的。
But in 1 Corinthians 11:24.And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
就像哥林多前书十一章那里讲到的，这是我的身体，为你们剥开。
Are we willing to be broken?
我们愿意被破碎吗？
That's the only way this message can spread.
只有我们被破碎，他的福音才会广传。
Brokenness.
被破碎
giving of ourselves,
把我们自己献上
our pride,
我们自己的里面的骄傲
our selfishness,
我们里面的自私
our own paths to success,
我们自己的道路通往成功的道路
are we allowing Christ to break us every day,
我们允许基督每天来破碎我们
that we might be able to pour it out for others,
我们可以为别人洒出
，not saved through our actions or us，
不是我们自己和我们自己的行为
，but by His gospel，
而是借着他的福音。
I remember when I came back from Los Angeles playing professional basketball。
我记得我记得从前从洛杉矶退役从篮球队退役之后。
I felt God did not call me to re-sign a contract to play in the NBA.
我是觉得神并没有呼召我继续续约跟 NBA 续约。
So I felt him calling me to help the youth of our city.
我觉得主在呼召我，让我帮助这些我们城市里的年轻人。
And naturally, I figured in order for my talents to be used best, I would help the very best youth.
我如果按照我自己的想法来说，能够帮助这些年轻人，应该是年轻人最出色的年轻人。
I would set up a series of academies that would get the very smartest and most talented basketball players and train them.
我就开一个学校，让开这里面最有天分的这些的年轻人里面来训练他们。
But as the saying goes, sometimes if we want to make God laugh, tell him our plans.
Okay, can you repeat? Yeah.
If we want to make God laugh, tell him our plan.
Okay, 如果让这个神来笑的话，我就告诉神我们的计划。
And every person I went to and said, let me take your best players and have them come with me.
我跟每个人说，把你最好的这个运动员给我，让跟我来。
They said no.
他们说不可以。
They said no, thank you.
谢谢啊，对，我们不需要。
And I began to question, did I really hear from God?
那我就开始怀疑自己，我真的在这里为主吗？
Until the only place that answered my email.
唯一个地方回我的这个电子邮件。
And said, yes, come, we'll let you work with all of our kids.
你来，我让你跟我所有的小孩子一起来工作。
Was the one place I did not want to go.
是一个我不愿意去的地方。
Jail.
是一个监狱里面。
They said, we have lots of kids and they are going nowhere.
我们这里很多孩子，他们没有去处。
Come train our students.
我们在这里，在监狱里面帮助我们这些学生。
And I was very tempted to reply, let me think about it.
我很被诱惑说让我再想一下。
Let me pray about it.
让我去再祷告一下。
But we also know in Matthew when Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me.
在马太福音那里讲，你坐在最小的人的身上，就坐在我的身上。
And so we started doing Bible studies and playing basketball in jail.
我在监狱里面跟他们一起读圣经，一同打篮球。
And I was surprised there's some very good basketball players in jail.
在监狱里面让我很吃惊的有很多的很好的篮球运动员。
And by God's grace, we were actually able to start a whole entire team.
因为主的恩典，我们可以建一个球队。
And the warden of the jail said, I don't care that you're telling them about Jesus. They seem to be behaving much better.
我不管你跟他讲耶稣基督还是不讲，但是他们好像行为各方面都好了很多。
He said, instead of having them wear their jumpsuits, we want to buy them jerseys.
他们可以不穿他们的浴服，我给他看到这个运动服。
And he said, because we play in jail, we must have a tough name.
我们在那个监狱里面打篮球，我们必须有一个很让人怕的这个名字。
He advised maybe jailbreakers or barbusters.
或者叫这个怎么？OK。
Yeah. I said I don't think so.
我觉得不需要那样很这种可怕的名字。
I said if I'm allowed to be a part of this ministry, I only want two words on our jerseys.
我只需要两个名字在我们的运动服上面。
And these are the jerseys worn in jail.
这是在监狱里面的运动服。希望，盼望。
The word on the front is hope.
在前面的是盼望。
And when we have to change colors in the jail, this is the word on the reverse side.
在如果要换不同颜色的话，是这个前面的前景。
In Jeremiah 20, you might know this looks familiar.
你会也许觉得这是很熟悉的。
The Lord is speaking through the prophet Jeremiah when he says, I will give you a future and a hope.
在耶利米书那里讲，我给你一个期待，一个希望。
Unfortunately, many of us, even myself, used to take that out of context.
我们经常从这只是读字面的意思而已。
Because he is telling them that right before they will go in captivity for the next 70 years.
他们跟这些说的时候，跟耶利米所说的时候，他70年以后他要被掳。
He's telling them things are not going to get better overnight, but if you remain faithful to me, you will see the goodness.
你可能不会马上就变好，但是你如果跟我对着我是坚信的，而且是相信我，神就会改变。
And the crazy thing about what the Lord has done.
神做那些很令人稀奇的事情。
The amazing thing of how He works.
他的工作如何的稀奇。
And how his ways are not our ways.
他的道路并不是我们的道路。
Is choosing by his grace to go to that jail every Tuesday night.
是神帮我选择去每天每个周二晚上去那个监狱。
Allowing his humility to come into my spirit and trying to become broken as he became broken for us.
让他的谦卑在我的灵里面，让他的破碎成为我的破碎。
3 years later, I get a call from the New York Giants.
3年之后，这个纽约巨人队想给我打电话。
He said, "Mr. Gonzalez, will you work with our team?"
Mr. Gonzalez, 你可以跟我的跟我们的球队一起来工作。
I said, "How did you even get my number?"
你怎么知道我的名字呢？
They said, "Well, 3 years ago, Mr. Gonzalez, you were in jail, weren't you?"
在三年之前，你在监狱里是吗？
I said, "Well, I coach in jail. It's a little different."
我说我不是在监狱里面，我在监狱里面训练一个球队。
They said, "No, Mr. Gonzalez, we know exactly what you would do in jail, because that jail was right next to where we practice every day."
我知道你在那里做什么，而且在那个监狱的旁边就是我们训练的地方。
And you may not have known this, but we had people in that jail who told us what you were doing.
你也许不知道，但是我们在监狱里面的有些人，我们熟悉的人告诉了我们你所做的事情。
And we thought if you were willing to do it for those that nobody wanted to be around, you could do it for us.
我相信你那些你在做在那些没人愿意理的人的身上，你同样的可以来帮助我们。
Brokenness.
破碎。
If we want to make an impact for Jesus Christ, I believe we have to keep those three things at the top of our mind.
如果你在耶稣基督里面愿意影响别人，你要记住这三件事情。
Urgency.
紧迫感。
Doesn't mean we have to have all the answers.
不见得我们有需要所有的答案。
I'll let you know the best man at my wedding when my grandfather passed away.
当我里面这个我的婚姻的里面，我的结婚典礼里面一个我的这个伴郎
，He sat next to me at the wake.
他在我的这个祖父的葬礼里面，在我的旁边坐着。
I was only 12 years old.
我只有12岁。
But he sat there all night.
那时候他跟我坐了一晚上。
And then we went home and played Super Nintendo.
回家的时候我们一起打电子游戏。
He didn't say a word.
他并没有说什么。
He was just there.
他只是在那里陪我。
He is my best friend.
他是我最好的朋友。
Not because he has all the answers.
并不是他有所有的答案。
But because when I need something.
当我有需要的时候。
When I have a question.
当我有问题的时候。
When I need to talk.
我需要跟人讲话的时候。
He picks up the phone.
他拿起电话来。
Urgency.
紧迫感。
Are we willing to do what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us?
我们愿意做那些主耶稣做在我们身上的事情吗？
Depth.
深度。
Are we willing to go deep in our relationships?
我们愿意在我们跟人的关系里面有深度吗？
Ask the hard questions.
问一些难题。
If we know our brother or sister is struggling with something and they asked us for accountability.
如果我们的弟兄姊妹里面有问题，在问我们，要求我们帮助他们的时候。
Are we just content to make small talk about the weather?
我们只是说做一些只讲天气而已吗？
Or are we willing to send maybe the awkward text saying, "Hey, how are you doing about that issue we prayed about?"
你还是愿意问那些弟兄姊妹说我们一起祷告那些事情，你现在觉得怎么样？
As students, are we willing to truly care about our classmates and say, "Hey, we're having a youth event next Friday. Come on."
我如果我们做学生，我们愿意跟我们的同学说下周六我们有一个青年聚会吗？
Are we willing to go deep?
我们愿意扎深吗？
The way our Lord Jesus Christ is willing to go deep, even in our sin.
主耶稣基督既在我们的罪的里面，他也要
挖出我们的罪。And not stay there, but deliver us.
并不是留在那里，而是拯救我们。
And lastly, are we willing to be broken?
最后我们愿意被破碎吗？
Allowing the Lord to break us.
让主耶稣来破碎我们。
Our plans.
我们的计划。
Ways we think we're supposed to go.
我们觉得我们自己应该这样做。
As we finish today, you know that personally for me, I have a hard time remembering things if I just hear them.
我自己有难处，就是我不记得很多事情，我不记得。
So if it's okay, I brought another object.
我拿了另外一个东西。
So if it's okay, I wanted to give give you guys some meteorite today.
我就希望大家能够得到这个破碎的陨石。
It's not radioactive, it's safe, I believe.
并不是没有放射，这是安全的。
But I would be honored if you would take a piece.
你如果拿一个回去。
Put it someplace you see it.
把它放在一个你看见的地方。
Please don't put it just in a place of trophies or nice things.
并不是把它放在奖杯或者一些很漂亮的地方。
I would ask that you put it in a place that would help remind you of the impact that the Lord is calling us to make.
放在一个地方，它是让你记得你应该如何影响别人。
Maybe if you're a student, you put it in your backpack and glance at it before you walk into your school.
放在你的书包里面，当你走进学校之前，放在你书包里面可以看见它。
Maybe it's before we work into our jobs.
当你上工作之前。
Or maybe it's before we walk into our houses because we know that we need to start in our houses before we can go outside.
回到我们家里，就我们知道我们应该在出外之前，我们要在家里面开始。
In our churches.
在我们的教会。
As brothers, as sisters.
我们作为弟兄，作为姊妹。
I don't know where the Lord is calling you to impact.
我们不知道主在呼召你影响谁。
But I pray that starting today.
我为你祷告，就在今天。
We would continue to be urgent.
我们觉得要有迫切感。
As Paul said, the day of the Lord is soon approaching.
就像保罗所说的，主的日子马上就到了。
We choose to go deep.
我们要扎根扎深。
Maybe even in the middle of a conversation, we would pause and ask the difficult questions.
就在我们交谈的里面停下来问那些难题。
Maybe even right in the middle of a supermarket, we would say, "May I pray for you?"
就在我们买东西的时候，可以问我可以为你祷告吗？
And lastly, would we allow ourselves to become broken?
也让我们被破碎。
It's my hope.
这是我的期望。
That through the power of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的能力
we would be those who impact and not simply influence.
我们是真正的影响别人，不是只是擦肩而过而已。
So then on that day, we can hear from our Lord and Savior, "Well done, good and faithful."
我们可以有一天跟主在面前跟我们说，做得好，我忠心又良善的仆人。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主
Heavenly Father, you are so precious.
天上的父，你是何等的宝贵。
Lord, you came down and chose to change our eternities.
你来到这个世上，让我们的这是完全的改变。
You could have said they're too messed up; they're not worth the trouble.
我们，你可以说这是他们太糟糕了，不需要我们做任何的事情。
But you came down and as a humble baby.
你来到世上，成为一个卑微的婴孩。
Choosing to suffer.
选择为我们受苦。
So that you could say, as it says in 1 Corinthians, there is no temptation that is uncommon to you.
在这个世上，就像哥林多前书那里所说的。这个世上的诱惑没有任何的东西能够胜过你。
But when we are tempted, you always provide a way out.
当我们被试炼的时候，你常永远跟我们在一起。
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的恩典，谢谢你的怜悯。
Lord, as we leave today, would we choose to be just like the meteorite and just like you that made an impact?
让我们离开之前，就像那个陨石一样。就像你一样，我们选择影响别人。
Would you help us not to be overly concerned with likes or the opinions of those around us?
让我们不要去想那些别人的意见。
Lord, it will not be easy.
主啊，这不是一个不容易的事情。
But I thank you that in our weakness, you are made strong.
感谢你在我们的软弱里面让我们强。
Like the Apostle Paul, may we boast of our weaknesses.
我们就像保罗所说的，我们为我们的软弱来夸口。
Knowing that Christ's power can be seen through our weakness.
让耶稣基督的能力照常在我们的里面照常显大。
Help us be urgent.
让我们能够有紧迫感。
Help us have compassion.
让我们里面有对别人有爱心。
Help us, just as your son going to the cross, allow ourselves to be broken for you.
帮助我们，就像你的儿子为我们钉在十字架上一样，让我们每一个人也被你所破碎。
And Lord, may we give you all the glory.
主啊，给你把一切荣耀都归给你。
When we see your gospel spread wide.
让你的福音能够广传。
In your precious name.
你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.